Gainsborough County, Longford, on the Sunday of the big picnic. Here in Lanesborough, members of the Black Ravens band from Lusk in County Dublin lead in a marvellous force here of Irish Americans coming back to join us here in this big tent as I go in, a tent here on the banks of the River Shannon in Lanesborough, County Longford. This is a very big day indeed for the McGrath family and the Donlan family and the Dowd families from here, because from this place in 1827, a McGrath man emigrated to America and went west like any good young man. And today, all the McGraths and the Donlans and the Dowds are coming back. They're coming back to meet their own, to greet their own, and they're giving us a party on this day. Well, it is dry, actually, here in this tent done in yellow and white canvas with the tricolour and the American flag flying above. And we listen for a moment now to the pipers. And so to the strain of the minstrel boy, the lost gentleman march away, and the Americans come in nice and quietly, all looking bronzed as Californians ought to look, on this day when I'm told that a certain member of the family in heaven kept it dry around this part of the world, but more of that later. I'm standing here with Mary McGrath, who I suppose is one of the main organisers locally of this event. Mary, what would you have to say to your American cousins?
Well, Donnacha, it is a most fantastic occasion. I just can't describe it. It's something we wanted to do a long, long time. They are just wonderful people, Donnacha. They have been coming to our home for many, many years. Indeed, my memory is going back to childhood. They came along and we were very, very young. We didn't know who they were, Donnacha, because they just called to the road and said hello to my dad. My mother was inside scurrying around trying to get the place organised for them or whatever. And then they came in. They were just strangers to us until I myself went over to California and met them. And I can't say what fantastic people they are, Donnacha. They are really wonderful.
And like I said, of course, this is their party today.
It is indeed, very much so, Donnacha, and their big day. Now, we ourselves are gathered here with them, but I'll tell you, they are fantastic people. They're having a great time here at the moment.
It's a real fairy tale come true. How many local cousins are here? Thousands, I suppose.
Thousands. Absolutely thousands, Donnacha.
How do you feel at this stage?
I am absolutely thrilled. you know, naturally enough, you are nervous before something like this happens. But now that it's happened, Donnacha, I am just feeling fantastic.
On real live nationwide radio.
Absolutely.
It's all happening. Absolutely. You had a mass with three priests, I gather.
We had indeed. It's back in the church in Lanesborough itself, where Dominic McGrath, whose 117th wedding anniversary we are celebrating today, it was his local church.
It was his local church. Now we'll move back down towards the end of the tent, and we will go back, I think, to our cultist group, I think, for another selection, while our friends indeed furbish and refurbish themselves at the Bar of Content, and really do so. There was the local Shashoon group from Coltus, and there's a scene of great animation. We are gathered here like a little defenceless small army at this end of the tent, and all of the others, I say, are refurbishing the inner man at the other end. And I have with me here people who were very hospitable to me last night, Peter and Nancy McGrath. Peter, yours is the old homestead.
Yes, the old homestead, all right, from which Dominic McGrath emigrated to California in 1827.
Did you hear much of the same Dominic when you were a youngster?
Well, when I was very young, his children and grandchildren were coming to Ireland. But I was very small then and a faint recollection of them. But, since that then, the older generation have been coming all the time.
What is there of the old homestead now?
Well, the old homestead is gone and we have a new house built in the stead. So we're quite comfortable in the new house.
I have no doubt you are.
Yeah.
Now, Mrs. McGrath, you were a Donlan yourself.
That's right, Donnacha, yes.
What was your first contact with the McGraths, apart from this good man here, of course?
Well, the first time I met any of the McGraths from California was in 1950, when Frank McGrath and his wife, he was a son of Dominic McGrath, he visited in the old homestead. And it happened that Peter was away that day, but I was on my own. So I really didn't know at that time who he was, you know, because I hadn't heard that much, really, about the Californians.
Were you impressed?
I was, yes, because they were very excited to see about coming to the old homestead. And Mrs. Frank McGrath told her husband that is where his father was born. So she said, well, kneel down now and say a prayer, because this is the house your father was born. So he done exactly that. He knelt down and said a prayer for poor Dominic's soul.
Now, as we're talking about prayer, somebody said it's wet in Edgewoodstown, it's wet in Longford, it's wet all over the country, it's dry in Lanesborough. Why is that?
Well, I suppose this is a joke, maybe it's not. Well, we have a custom in our house when we want to have a fine day. We have a statue of the child of praying, and the night before the big event, we put out the statue. So far it has worked, Donnacha. We've had a lovely day today.
And where is the statue at this present time?
The statue is home outside where we left it, all alone.
The Infant of Prague is on overtime.
Yeah, it's on overtime today.
Mr. McGrath, what does this day mean to you?
It means everything, everything. All our cousins from California, people that we never heard of, all here today. And we bid them all a hearty Cead Míle Fáilte.
I didn't know they had gathered round us, behind us here. People keep saying to me, you must meet Uncle Charlie. This is Charlie Smith. Yeah. Let's move up this way, Charlie, and chat. You are, I suppose, in some ways, in many ways, responsible for what's going on here today.
Well, thank you. It was a real pleasure to get this idea in mind, and we were talking about it, Mrs. Smith and I. My wife is James Dowd's daughter, and she's told me all about the wonderful people over here, and what we wanted to do, what we had in mind, was to have all of the American cousins meet the cousins from Ireland, because to show how much we appreciate the heritage that you have given us over there in America. And we wish you greetings, and I'm sure that President Reagan, we appreciate so much the way you took good care of him when he was here, and we all are deeply appreciative that you did.
You wrote quite a famous letter to the cousins, I gather.
Yes.
Would you like to read that letter to us?
I would love to.
We have a copy of it here for you.
All right. My wife and I wrote this, and we wrote it to Dear Cousins. And we sent this to probably 250 or 300 cousins in California. All are related to people who are in this tent today. So I'll read you the letter. Dear cousins, a year or so ago, my wife Etty and I, during a joyous trip to the Emerald Island, visited a very small area in County Longford where we discovered the original home of Dominic McGrath. Just up the road and across the meadow from the home where Bridget Donlan was born. Also across the road we found another Donlan home where Barney Donlan was born, and nearby the original Dowd home, the Hanley home, and the Klein home, all still being lived in one generation after the other by our descendants, our relatives. Then our host, Ann Dowd, drove us a short distance to the banks of the River Shannon, to a picnic ground that had been used by families for centuries. The thought occurred then, what a party, what a bash we can have with a big family picnic on the same spot. The American cousins being the hosts and the Irish cousins all invited, a catered picnic with all the trimmings, Irish styles, solids and fluids, speakers, musicians, folk dancers, and whatever else we need to celebrate a great day. The cost of the whole banana being prorated amongst the American cousins. So we talked it over with Ray Tilly, who conducted us on a terrific trip to Germany, and with Coralie Collins of the John Gibson Travel Company, who arranged that trip so beautifully. And we came up with a 9-day celebration in Ireland. We hope you can make it. Sincerely, Charlie and Ed.
And they seem to have made it, don't they, all of them? Mrs. Smith, what does this particular day mean to you?
Oh, it means a wonderful occasion to have all of our relatives together and to thank Ann Dowd for what she's done to help us, and Coralie Collins. And my nephew, Ray Tilly, has helped an awful lot.
Had you heard much of the old country when you were a child?
No.
No?
No.
Because in later years you began to cherish it.
It was just 1980 when we came. And I was very young when my father passed away, but he left Ireland when he was 15 years old. And he passed away very young.
So you didn't hear much of Ireland from him, obviously?
No, no.
You couldn't have?
From my Aunt Maggie McGrath, I heard an awful lot.
What did she say about Ireland?
Well, she just loved all of Grandpa's relatives, and she always wished to come back here, and she did. She came in 1930 with my mother. She was Miss Margaret McGrath, and my mother was Miss Josephine Dowd McGrath.
And today you're here in the American invasion.
Yes, we are.
A pleasant, peaceful, happy invasion. And now I know that behind us is a young lady from the locality, Teresa Donlan, She will sing a song beloved of emigrants everywhere, a beautiful song called The Home I Left Behind.
I was born on the hillside by yonder flowing stream. It is deeply pictured in my mind, fond memories, thoughts and dreams. It often nearly breaks my heart, and it leaves me a troubled mind. When I think of dear old Ireland and the home I left behind, it was early next morning with a sad and broken heart. I stood on the heart of my father's floor, saying it's sad we both must part. With my mother's arms around my neck, as the tears her eyes did blind, and I tore out from her arms in the home I left behind. We traveled through old Ireland till we came to Queenstown Quay. 'Twas there I saw a steamer bound for America. 'Twas there I saw a steamer bound for some foreign clime, and from there I took my last fond look at the home I left behind. But since I've landed in New York, strange faces I have known, but there's none so dear or so near to me as the ones I've left at home. And when I've lots of shining gold and a girl to make my bride, I will roll her in my arms in the home I left behind.
Well, there was a good local voice, a Donlan voice, The Home I Left Behind. And there's great excitement. This is Donica Sunday coming to you live, very live indeed, from the banks of the Shannon at a picnic, would you believe, in Lanesborough, County Longford. Anne Dowd, what's your connection with this massive shindig here?
Well, my uncle was married to Josie McGrath, daughter of Dominic McGrath. And Josie McGrath came to Ireland in 1930. I remember her coming to our home. We were very tiny children. But she came late evening, and they stayed in the local hotel in Longford. And then the following Sunday morning, they came to out to Mass at 11 o'clock in the Newtown Cashel Church. And I remember Josie McGrath with her uncle, James Donlan, from Derry Shannon at the Mass. And with her was her sister Margaret McGrath and some relatives. I believe there was a lady by the name of, the lady who wrote the book, the McGrath book.
You know, looking at this today and seeing all the Irish Americans, it is not a small miracle, it's a large miracle.
It is a large miracle, yes, and I'm very happy to see them all here. It's wonderful to see so many McGraths, Donlans, Dowds, and all the descendants.
Why do you think they have stayed in such close contact all the time?
They're a very closely connected family, even at home and abroad, really. And I noticed when I was out in California in 1980, their faith was wonderful out there. I think they keep up their faith just as well as we do here.
And we're enjoying their party here.
We're enjoying their party, yes.
Now, is Paddy Donlan at my elbow? He is. Paddy, would you step in here and tell me about your connection?
Well, my connection, I'm a great grand nephew of Bridget Donlan. Bridget was born in Derry Shannog in 1843, a sister to my grandfather. The father of told the story how she emigrated. She left Derry Shannog and went to California and got married to Dominic McGrath. And from there,
I presume
branched.
She went down to what was then Queenstown, did she?
Probably went from Queenstown at that time. They all went out, the emigrants from Queenstown.
Times can't have been good at that stage.
No, times were bad, especially in the, around this part of the country anyway. The money was scarce in them days and there was nothing, only the emigration boat.
At least the one thing you're not short of around here is turf.
We have plenty of turf, all right, thanks to Bournemouth.
Is this a good year for the turf?
This is a great year, yeah. This is a great year for the turf, a great year for Bournemouth in general.
Had you met many of these McGraths, Donlans, Dowds before?
I have, yeah. Back the years, now as far back as the 1950s, we have met Donlans, McGraths, Dowds, and we're delighted to see them and renew friendship.
I get an impression
them.
That there are thousands of Donlans, McGraths and Dowds around this part of the world.
They are, yeah, but it seems to be thousands have emigrated as well, because judging by the all that have arrived back here today.
Now, I think we'll move to one of those, a descendant of those who emigrated. She's standing there by a microphone. We'll talk to her later. It's Bambi Clark, and she's singing for us, I think, a Mexican song.
Mexican song. We have a heritage. Most of us have come from Ventura County originally, of course. And we have, obviously, a big Irish tradition, naturally. But also the area in Ventura County, we have a big Mexican population, and we all have a love of Mexican food and Mexican music. And when we get together and have a party, usually we sing Irish and Mexican songs. So I'll sing a Mexican song. Solamente una vez a mí en la vida. Solamente una vez y nada más. Una vez, nada más en mi huerto brilló la esperanza que alumbra el camino de mi soledad. Una vez, nada más, se entregó el alma con la dulce y total renunciación. Una vez, nada más en mi huerto brilló la esperanza que alumbra el camino de mi soledad. You belong to my heart, now and forever, and our love had its start. Not long ago, we were gathering stars when a million guitars played our love song. When I said I loved you, every beat of my heart said it too. Una vez nada más, se entregó el alma con la dulce y total renunciación. Una vez nada más en mi huerto brilló
La esperanza que alumbra el camino de mi soledad.
That was Bambi. This is, by the way, Dona Cassandra, not a Mexican station breaking in. That particular song, what does it give to you?
Oh, it's a song I've been singing since I was about 4 years old. My father would have parties. My father would say, Bambi, get over here and sing. And I'd sing Danny Boy and Solamente Una Vez, among others.
Do you think that we have any affinity at all with, say, the Mexicans?
You're very warm people.
We feel very warm in here this afternoon, oh. I can tell you. Is this your first time in Ireland?
Yes, it's my first time. It's a wonderful group, too. It's lively.
And it is also live. Now, you came in, I met you at Shannon Airport yesterday. What's happened since then?
Well, let's see. We went to a pub.
I heard.
Oh, yes, several. We stayed at Ashford Castle last night, and we went to the Dunguare?
Dunguare.
Do it again. What?
Dunguare.
Dunguare. Dunguare. Well. Gee, I did so well with the Spanish, too.
You're doing very well.
Dunguare. Dunguare. Castle last night, and that was lovely. And
and you went to Mass here today.
Oh,
and,
of course.
And now here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
Now, there are two coaches, are there not? Carefully divided.
Carefully divided. My nephew, Dominic McCormick, that was my maiden name, was McCormick. And my grandmother was Lizzie McGrath, one of Dominic's children. Dominic and Bridget's children. Anyway, my nephew is here, and he and most of the kids are on the pub crawler bus. I think probably we've got one girl there, Adonda, is 13, and then it jumps up to 19, early 20s, something like that.
So one bus is called the pub crawler's bus.
Right. And then the rest of us are in the what they call the bon vivant, which is the fancy bus.
Extremely grand, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Have you sampled Irish drink before, or do you take a drink?
Oh, yeah. a little.
What have you liked up to now?
That dark stuff. What's that dark stuff? That's great.
I believe they call it Murphy in Cork, but Guinness in Dublin.
All right. You know, my dad was a lemon rancher in Ventura County, and he used to irrigate the lemons in rows. And the water would come down. It would make foam on top, and I used to play with it. And the foam on that beer is the same color. It was so cute.
You know, when they irrigate the bogs around Lanesborough, it's Guinness comes up.
Oh, is that what happens? All right.
Now, thank you very much indeed, Bambi. Now, where do we go? Making my way across. Ray Tilley, may I?
This is Joe McGrath.
I get to Joe McGrath first. Hello, Joe.
Yes, hello.
You're very welcome.
I'm having a good time.
Which is important. Now, what would be your connection with Dominic McGrath?
Well, Dominic McGrath was my grandfather. And his son, Joe McGrath, was my father.
Yeah. What did they say of Dominic? What sort of man was he?
Well, I didn't know Dominic. He died before my time. But I know he was a hard worker and a great organizer.
He and his brother, I gather, went away from here. They left together, did they?
They left together, and I understand his brother went to South America, I believe. And he never heard from him again.
That means we might have South American McGraths here next year.
Probably, but...
Now, when Dominic went west, what did he do?
Well, Dominic, he got his citizen papers in 1848, and he worked his way west. My dad told me he chopped logs in Joliet, which is near Chicago, Illinois. And then he came out to near San Francisco, and he lived in Dublin, which is a little town south of Berkeley.
Not the little town Dublin in Ireland.
Yes, that's right. He raised sheep up there, and then eventually, in about... early 1870s, he went south to Ventura, California. and he bought property there. And then the sons in 1906, they formed a corporation. And at that time, they'd accumulated about 5,000 acres. And, of course, their father retired, and they farmed up until 1948. And then they decided to dissolve the corporation.
And how did they do this?
My father split it up four ways, and then they drew cards. And out of the four of them, only one of them got to stay where he lived, and the rest of them had to move.
They just sat down and drew ordinary playing cards.
That's right. I was there.
And what was the interest like in the time in it in America? Was there much interest in it? Did all the local people know what was happening?
Oh, yes. That made the paper.
I'm not surprised. Were the McGraths gamblers then?
Yes.
They're gamblers as far... You show me a farmer that isn't a gambler.
Yes, that's a good comment. I would say nothing at all about that. Are you enjoying yourself here today?
I certainly am. Yes, I'm really enjoying myself.
You looking forward to the rest of the week?
I certainly going to look forward to the rest of the week. I was here about 5 years ago, but I didn't have enough time to see the country.
Well,
I'm going to take time this time.
You're having what they call a wing ding here, I can tell you.
Yeah, it's now, real great.
Thank you very much.
Thank
indeed.
You.
Now, Mary Ann McAvety, is that right?
Yes, it is.
And what's your McGrath-Donlan connection?
Well, my McGrath-Donlan connection is that my grandmother was Lizzie McCormick. And my mother, so I'm a McGrath, McCormick, Odell, McAvety.
You got them all wrapped up.
Yes.
Are there any particular characteristics in the McGrath-Donlan women that you would single out? Are they strong-willed women?
They're strong and gentle at the same time. And
attractive.
Yes, and they're...
And modest.
They're loving people.
This visit here, what does it mean to you?
A lot. It's my second time in Ireland, but this is such a powerful thing to think that this many members of a family care about each other enough to be together and to do this.
It is marvelous. Now we'll move on. Thank you very much. Ray Tilley, you were more or less canonized by Uncle Charlie early on there. He praised you very much. What's your role in this exercise?
Well, actually, Uncle Charlie made the suggestion about 2 years ago at my 50th birthday party. And we sort of started talking it over, and it became a working fact. And this result here of about 83 of us produced the results of all of our hard work. And so we just looked forward to it, planned, and flew on over.
Do you feel, Ray, that you have much in common with the local McGraths and Donlans in Dowds?
Oh, my heavens. My mother was a Dowd, and her mother was a McGrath, and her grandfather was Dominic McGrath. And I feel very Irish, even though I have a French-oriented name.
What sort of talk do the old people have of this country? What would they have told you as a youngster?
Well, I'm trying to remember what we used to talk about. So many of them passed away in the meantime. But all I can remember are stories told from other people. As an example, I can recall my grandmother, Dowd, telling the story of when her husband came back for a visit to Ireland. And he was visiting his family and other parts of the family, and he wrote home very rapidly. He said, "Good heavens, Josie, they don't have a toilet here. Send me some money."
Is it reported what happened?
Pardon me?
Is it reported what happened afterwards?
No, the story changed.
Just went into history.
Into history.
Well, we have all those things.
Yes.
But
you know, there is a story about Dominic McGrath. All the kids, just not his kids, but the grandchildren. My mother used to tell her the story when she'd go out with her mother to visit him. And he was always wandering around with a shillelagh. And all the kids would just hover and hide. And then the day he's upstairs dying, and they're all sitting down on the stairs of the house waiting for him and his ghost and the shillelagh to come down the stairs.
I saw a picture, too, of the McGrath family and Charlie Chaplin in the midst of them. An old, old picture.
Well, they filmed many of the old movies, Charlie Chaplin's, the Valentino films, on parts of the McGrath Ranch, which bordered the ocean, the Pacific. The Valentino movies, where he was a sheik, and the desert scenes were all filmed in the sand dunes just outside the ranch.
Old Dominic would have made a good movie himself, wouldn't he?
Oh, he'd be quite a character, I would imagine, from all the stories that have been told.
Would you like to play the lead?
No. I wouldn't know how to handle the shillelagh.
Well, now, gentlemen who can handle instruments are standing there waiting by here, Shamrog, and they play a lovely piece for us. Ladies and gentlemen, The Lonesome Boatman. Shamrock playing in great style there, The Lonesome Boatman, playing on there with great composure. There's a very interesting and intimate and charming and lively bedlam of noise going around me here as Americans and Irish all celebrate. And there's good reason for celebrating, because Katie Donlan Smith, grandniece of Bridget Donlan, celebrates her 27th wedding anniversary today, the 16th of September. There you are. Indeed, congratulations. Married Tommy Smith, born in the same house as Bridget Donlan. Also, I do happen to know, and she doesn't want it known, that Mary McGrath has her birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday, Mary, as well. Now, we move on. I have a note here about the Murphys. Where are the Murphys?
Right here.
That's a very unusual name, Murphy.
Yes, I married a Murphy. This fellow just brought me back right into the Irish family from being a Tilly.
Now, where did you come from in this last few days? Where did you leave to arrive here?
We left from the Philippines. I came through Hong Kong and Bombay and arrived in London on the 12th of September.
That was the longest journey of any, I would say.
Oh, it was well worth it. I'd do it again.
Now, Hugh Murphy, what's your family background?
My family's Murphys. We're from Cork and Dublin.
I knew you were a good-looking man with the Cork connection especially. Do you know much about them?
Not so much about the Cork family, because they left Cork and went up to Dublin and then migrated from Dublin. We still have some relatives there now with the name of O'Mara and Tuke.
And you may know Cork people are traditionally very modest and silent.
Yes, I presume you're from Cork.
Of course, of course, of course. Joanne, what would today mean to you here?
Oh, it's going to mean a lot to me for the rest of my life. I regret that our children, Kathleen and Kevin, cannot be with us. They're back in the Philippines going to school. But my husband has sacrificed his home leave to bring me here to my reunion. And this is a very important thing for me.
Now, there's a very important man who was very helpful to us here last evening. It's another McGrath, Dominic. Dominic, what's your connection with the first Dominic?
Well, a great-great-grandson, if you can figure that one out. It's beyond me at the moment.
Well, at this stage, I'm past figuring anything out.
But I enjoyed the party, yeah?
No, I am very much. Who was helping you here last evening with us?
Joel and Martin, my two brothers, and my sister here, Mary, a big help. Very, very impressive here altogether, Murray. She was, yeah. She did all the hard work.
What's your impression of all the American cousins?
Oh, I'm going back. I'm not staying.
Have you found a woman for yourself at all among them?
It's such a choice here. I just can't make a decision at the moment. We'll have a chat later on about that.
In the meantime, you're resting. That's and fine. Thank you very much. Now, there's a gentleman I was talking to here last evening, Bill Brennan. Bill, you're very welcome on this live edition of Donegal Sunday.
Thank you very much.
What's your impression of this party?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's a wonderful sign of the friendships that can extend across the seas. The friendships that was brought out and is now brought back again. I'm very proud to be here today and to witness this.
Indeed, we are here, as I said, in this marquee, and outside, children are playing out on the green. It's a very nice afternoon. Green balloons are being kicked in all directions. This town, this village, this place, what does it mean to you?
It means an awful lot to me now. It always did, but when I came in here first, it was a different town to what it is now. Now it's all Lanesborough. One time it was two separate identities. Ballyleague and Lanesborough. But for the stranger that was passing through, they could only see one town. But for the local, now, the way the locals refer to it, on one side of the bridge, they said, they come from across the bridge. And on the other side of the bridge, they said, they're from beyond the bridge. But that has gone. Lanesborough of today is, cosmopolitan. There's Europeans, there's English, there's everything living in it, and but it never lost the friendliness that it had when I came in here first.
And how friendly are the fish around here?
Fish are very, very friendly, which you'll notice by looking at the specimen fish book any year. There's more specimen fish caught around Lanesborough than in any other part of Ireland.
Have you caught your share?
I have caught my share. In 50 years, I've caught quite an amount.
The biggest one?
Well, the biggest pike ever I caught was 25.5 pounds. I saw them caught 33 pounds. The biggest bream ever I caught here was 10 pounds 3 ounces. But now they've been caught bigger. So that's the luck of the draw.
The luck of the Irish, as they say, or the luck of the Americans. Now, I know that I'm going to move down here, if I may, through the throng, making my way down to our musicians. And I know that Noel Klein is seated down there. He's going to play for us a lovely slow air. And slow air associated with the rebellion in Wexford in 98. It's the beautiful tune, Ballyshannon Lane. The lovely traditional air there, Ballyshannon Lane, played on the box. We rarely hear the slow air played like that. I have two of the younger American people. How do you say your name?
My name's Maya Borchard.
And we have...
Chap Morris.
Maya, this is your first time in Ireland, is it?
Yes, it is.
What notions did you have of this country before you came?
That it was supposed to be really nice and pretty, and the people were supposed to be really neat.
And has it lived up to your impressions?
So far, yes.
What do you do in the States?
I manage my father's office and I coach swimming.
And Chap, how about you?
What do you mean? What question?
What do you do in the States?
Well, I'm currently a student enrolled at the University of Southern California, and I'm in charge of all the beer at the university.
Do you seem well qualified to be in charge of all the beer?
I think so. My background speaks for itself.
You'll get a degree, I suppose,
yes.
In beer. What are you studying in the university?
Entrepreneurship, business, and emphasis in communications.
Well, old Dominic would have been pleased with entrepreneurship, I would have said.
I think so. I think he was probably one of the best entrepreneurs I've ever heard of.
You would say you're a large chip off the old block?
I guess so. I don't know how big a chip, but I'm a chip, I guess.
And as they say in America, have a good day.
Have a good day.
And thank you very much. Now, there is a large man alongside me here, one of our most famous musicians in Ireland, internationally known, of the Chieftains, Sean Cain. Sean, how do we find you down here?
Well, I don't know. My mother told me, at least, that I was related insofar as that Dominic McGrath was my great-great-granduncle, in fact, and that her uncle, she's a Handley, and her uncle was connected in some way, married into the McGraths. That's the handiest way of putting it.
I'll take your word for that. In fact, you heard us in the car, did you, as you came along?
I was in Mullingarn, I switched on the radio, and the bow Dunica was on, and I put the boot through the floor.
Well, put the hand on the bow. What are you going to play for us?
I'll chance Dodes.
That was Sean Kane, ladies and gentlemen. And to anybody listening in a motor car, we're having a great day here in Lanesborough, County Longford, on the banks of the Shannon. Don't join us, we're clouded, but enjoy us in your motor car. Now, joining us is the manager of Lakeland Regional Tourism, Harry Lynch. Harry, how important is this type of event to Ireland, would you say?
Well, Donegal, I think it's tremendous because it's the first time that I remember that this thing has happened in Ireland, and I'm delighted it's happened in Lakeland, number one, and number two in Lanesborough. But I must say, Donegal, full marks to the Americans who thought this thing up, and full marks to our organisers here who did such a wonderful job. I'm particularly talking about Mary McGrath and our friends here. They did an enormous amount of work, really and truly, and it just shows, Donegal, what can be done by a local community coming together, organising a function, which means a lot to the locality. And I would say, Donegal, that if we could develop this on a far greater basis, I think there's tremendous potential for Irish tourism.
It has to be, and you've said it yourself, Harry, unique, that Americans come home and give us a party, which is extraordinary.
Yeah. Well, the hospitality of Americans, I think, is renowned, Donegal. If we go there, they look after us with our barbecues and so on. And really what has happened here is an extension of the barbecue in their own back garden. We have it here on the banks of the Shannon and Lanesborough, in the green heart of Ireland, for a change. And I think that everybody's enjoying themselves. I think it's tremendous. And I hope that the message will go to our friends in America that we can organise more of these, given the opportunity and the cooperation at home. No
problem. Would you see a whole series of return flights of immigrants from now on, perhaps coming in family batches?
Well, I don't think we'll see a whole series, but we certainly see series probably at intervals along the line. But really what has happened is we've established that it can be done with a little cooperation and goodwill on all sides, particularly at local level. And it's a great opportunity to the local people to see what tourism is all about. I think in many respects we haven't got across the message of tourism at local level. We've done it here. The local people see the amount of money that's been spent in the locality here today. And I think, and I don't want to be mercenary about it, but really in the fine analysis that's what tourism is all about. We hope it will continue, Donegal.
Amen to that. Now, Ray Flanagan from the Hotel Edgeworth. You were worried looking this morning. You're not worried anymore.
No, I think things will run smoothly at this stage.
What have you been doing here?
Well, we're responsible for erecting the tent and the supply of food and beverage.
And about how many people have we in here, could you say, at the moment?
I'd say around 220.
Well, you've opened all the flaps at one side of the tent and there's plenty of exposure of fresh air.
That's right, yes.
When our American cousins sit down to eat with the Irish cousins, what can they expect to find on the table?
Well, when they sit down initially, they will have fresh seafood salad in front of them, followed by a buffet, as we still serve themselves. There'll be turkey, baked ham, chicken, and numerous salads, followed by a large selection of desserts.
How well did you sleep last night?
I haven't carried out anything like this before, and naturally I was a bit apprehensive.
And I think we should compliment your staff, who very nicely gave us tea and so on this morning.
Yes.
They're a mighty credit here, and thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Mary McGrath is here on my right. Briefly, there was a lady, when I needed a cup of tea this morning, gave me tea in a silver tea service. Who was she?
She is Mrs. Harrison. We apologise to the Harrison family because the coach has arrived in Ballyleague, and after travelling from Galway, Mother Nature called and we had nowhere to go, and the Harrison families very nicely gave us their home. We said thanks a million. It was an urgent call and you stepped in.
I have no doubt Father Nature called as well.
That's right. A special loo in the back garden for the gents.
Very nice. Now, whom I have to meet here next?
And next we have Ray Tilley.
Whom I met a while ago. Mary, you're behind the scenes.
Yes, but you should be talking to Elizabeth Johansson.
Elizabeth Johansson, how are you?
Well, my real name is McGrath, Elizabeth McGrath. I'm fine, and I've been enjoying every minute.
Is this your first time in Ireland?
No, my second time.
I note onto your name there's the word cutie. Why do they call you cutie? You are a cutie, I'm sure.
Oh, that old Ray. Ray doesn't know my real name. That's why he put that down. My older sister called me that when I was 2 days old.
And it has remained with you ever since.
It's stuck. Isn't that sad?
I think it's lovely. I don't see anything sad about it. I was wondering where had Charlie Smith gone. I think I see him down at the end. I'm about to make my way, bearing my cables, down to the man with whom I talk first on this Sunday edition of Donegal Sunday. I'm coming down to get a quick word from Charlie Smith. Well, Charlie, has it turned out as you hoped it might?
My It has really, really been a terrific effort on the part of all these people over here and these wonderful cousins. And I want to certainly again express appreciation to Marie McGrath and Ann Dowd, who have worked so closely to build this beautiful party up. It's been everything and more. And if I tell you what, if people only knew what a wonderful time we're having, there would be probably 250 more people over here. So maybe we can do it again.
Do you think that we ought to go out and do a program from Dublin, California?
I think that would be a very good idea. I think we should get together and work out a program where all of our Irish cousins from here will come over to Dublin, California. That's where you started out, you know, in the United States. You all came to Dublin, California.
Charlie, what do you think would old Dominic say while he's here on the banks of the Shannon today?
What do I think of what?
Old Dominic, what would he say if he were here?
Oh, golly, I think he'd, I think he would flip.
Well, I must be very close to him. I've been doing that for almost the last hour. Mary McGrath, I suppose, really, a lot of the credit goes to you. What has this meant to you this afternoon?
Oh, Donnacha, I can't say what it has meant to us. I'll tell you something. The people overseas are absolutely fantastic. We say 100,000 thanks. They are fantastic. Everybody have a great day.
Well, tell me, Mrs. McGrath Senior, are you happy now?
I'm very happy now, Donnacha. No, you couldn't be here, but I'd not be happy. It's really marvellous. You'd have to be here to see it, to really appreciate it.
And I suppose you'll go home now and put the infant of Prague back into the house again.
I will, yeah, until the next big event comes up. Whatever that will be, Donnacha, I don't know.
He has done you proud.
He has, very good.
Aweeni Ushle, Shinawil, that is almost it from Donnacha and his Sunday for this Sunday. This marvellously miraculous Sunday here on the banks of the Shannon, with the McGrath and the Donlans and the Dowd families. Next Sunday we come to you from the Piercing in Limerick. It's our tribute to the Limerick Commercials, who won the first All-Ireland Championship in football. So from the local Coltus group and the Inishalga dancers, from Donnacha to you, wherever you are, slán agaibh go fóin.
Thank you.